The Daily News Article Audio. Today, in top stories. Presidents are taking longer to declare major natural disasters. For some, the wait is agonizing.
As an ominous storm approached Buddy Anthony's one-story brick home, he took shelter in his new Ford F-250 pickup truck parked underneath a nearby carport.
Seconds later, a tornado tore apart Anthony's home and damaged the truck while lifting it partly in the air. Anthony emerged unhurt. But he had to replace his vehicle with a used truck that became his home, the spot where he slept for weeks while waiting for President Donald Trump to issue a major disaster declaration so that federal money would be freed for individuals reeling from loss. Disaster survivors such as Anthony are having to wait longer to get aid from the federal government, according to a new Associated Press, or AP analysis of decades of data. On average, it took less than 2 weeks for a governor's request for a presidential disaster declaration to be granted in the 1990s and early 2000s. That rose to about 3 weeks during the past decade, under presidents from both major parties. It's taking more than a month, on average, during Trump's current term, the AP found. The delays mean individuals must wait to receive federal aid for daily living expenses, temporary lodging, and home repairs. Delays in disaster declarations can also hamper recovery efforts by local officials, who are uncertain whether they will receive federal reimbursement for cleaning up debris and rebuilding infrastructure. Mississippi's governor requested a federal disaster declaration on April 1st. Trump granted that request 50 days later, on May 21st, while approving aid for both individuals and public entities. On that same day, Trump also approved 8 other major disaster declarations for storms, floods, or fires in 7 other states. In most cases, more than a month had passed since the requests, and about 2 months since the date of those disasters. "We couldn't figure out why the president took so long to help people in this country," said JS resident Dana Grimes. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.